na maya matrani vigyaya tatrashtaram param smade. When a person is in deep sleep, he dreams and sees in himself many other objects, such as great mountains and rivers, or perhaps even the entire universe, although they are far away. Sometimes, when one awakens from a dream, he sees that he is in a human form, lying in his bed in one place. Then he sees himself in terms of various conditions, as belonging to a particular nationality, family, and so on. All the conditions of deep sleep, dreaming, and wakefulness are but energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should always remember the original creator of these conditions, the Supreme Lord, who is unaffected by them. Wir könnten, Virachanda, can you please bring a sixth canto, chapter 16, text number 3, to Tribhanga, so that it is easy for him. Yes, in Deutsch. Purport. None of these conditions of the living entity, namely deep sleep, dreaming, and wakefulness, is substantial. They are simply displays of various phases of conditional life. There may be many mountains, rivers, trees, bees, tigers, and snakes that are situated far away, but in a dream one may imagine them to be nearby. Similarly, as one has subtle dreams at night, when the living entity is awake, he lives in gross dreams of nation, community, society, possessions, skyscrapers, bank balance, position, and honor. Under the circumstances, one should know that his position is due to his contact with the material world. One is situated in different positions in various forms of life that are all but creations of the illusory energy which works under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the ultimate actor, and the conditioned living entity should simply remember this original actor, Sri Krishna. As living entities, we are being carried away by the waves of Prakriti or nature, which works under the Lord's direction. Maya dekshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Vicha maya vashe yacha beshe kacha havudu bubai. Why are you being carried away by the waves of the illusory energy in various phases of dreaming and wakefulness? These are all creations of Maya. Our only duty is to remember the supreme director of this illusory energy, Krishna. For us to do this, the Shastra advises us, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. One should constantly chant the holy name of the Lord.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The Supreme Lord is realized in three different faces, as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. But Bhagavan is the ultimate realization. One who realizes Bhagavan, the the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the most perfect Mahatma. Vasudevam sarvamiti sa Mahatma sudhulabha. Thank you. In the human form of life, one should understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for then one will understand everything else. Yasmin vijnate sarvamevam vijnatum bhavati. According to this Vedic injunction, simply by understanding Krishna, one understands Brahman, Paramatma, Prakriti, the illusory energy, the spiritual energy, and everything else. Everything will be revealed. Prakriti, the material nature, is working under the direction of the Supreme Lord, and we living entities are being carried away by various phases of Prakriti. For self-realization, one should always remember Krishna. As stated in Padma Purana, Smatavya Satatam Vishnu. We should always remember Lord Vishnu. Smatavyo Nadyatu Chit. We should never forget the Lord. This is the perfection of life.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srinivasa Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
When a person is in deep sleep, he dreams and sees in himself many other objects, such as great mountains and rivers, or perhaps even the entire universe, although they are far, far away. Sometimes when one awakens from a dream, he sees that he is in a human form, lying in his bed in one place. Then he sees himself in terms of various conditions as belonging to a particular nationality, family, and so on. All the conditions of deep sleep, dreaming, and wakefulness are but energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should always remember the original creator of these conditions, the Supreme Lord, who is unaffected by them. Here in this text, there is a differentiation between two kinds of Maya. What are these two kinds of Mayas? One is called Jiva Maya, and the second sort of Maya is called Guna Maya. Jiva Maya is that Maya which works into our cognitive functions of the Akhanda Funktion. Jiva Maya is that illusion which influences our ahankara, our eye maker, or the false ego, the manas, our thinking, and of course the buddhi, our intelligence. When a person is put into illusion by thinking something to be true, which is not actually true, he is in Jiva Maya, or Jiva Maya is working. The classical example which has been given to us is the example of the rope, which is misidentified to be a snake. Or in teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the example is also given of an oyster shell, eine Austernschale, which due to certain layers might appear to the observer as gold. looks very, very similar. So this is called Jiva Maya. The thinking and the intelligence is bewildered. Another Jiva Maya is to think oneself to be a big Buddhisti Buddha. That means the identity is illusioned. I've given them an example which is in our own experience. So then there is a second Maya. This Maya has been described to be Guna Maya. Guna Maya means the material elements and the senses. Earth, water, fire, air, and ether, the sense objects, form, smell, touch, and so on and so forth. Then the functions, seeing, hearing, smelling, and so on. And finally, the active senses, or the Kan Indriyas, which is speaking, moving things with the arms, moving with the legs, procreation and evacuation. So this is Guna Maya. So the living entity is either in Guna Maya or Jiva Maya. Here the first example for Jiva Maya is that sometimes in a dream one sleeps and one actually can see the whole universe in himself, or maybe a beautiful lady, which is actually not there in the external world, which is only there in the thought process. But then there is Guna Maya. This is the energy which is working at us at the wakeful state. Our bodies are tired. We walk on streets which are very not thinking. We walk on the streets which are maybe sometimes very difficult to walk upon because they are badly built, or our cars crash against obstacles on the road. Then we work, so to say, in the wakeful state, and we collide with Guna Maya, the external material energy which manifests a variety of creation. Do you understand the difference between these two? One is in the thinking, in the in the mind, and the other is what is in material life, they call it objectively there. These are the material elements. So in either case, we are in Maya. Jiva Maya or Guna Maya. It is a very difficult situation. As long as the living entity is in the material world, he has to understand. He's carried away by the waves of Maya. Vicha Maya Ravashe Yacha Beshe Kacha Habudu Bubai. Why are you being carried away by the waves of the illusory energy and various phases of dreaming and wakefulness? These are all creations of Maya. Prabhupada translates this very nice song from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, this Maya, however, can be dispelled if we remember that everything is controlled and owned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As soon as the living entity remembers Krishna, the illusory energy. Shleish to Tribanga? Du sonst dich da nur. Ja. entspannt im Hier und Jetzt bin. Point is that by remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the illusory energy is dispelled. We are still in the material world if we remember Krishna. We still have a material body. It's not that if you remember Krishna, your body will fall off just like skin of a snake is left by the proprietor. However, you see it no longer, the material world, no longer as being separated from Krishna, but you see it as an energy of Krishna. You see the connection to the powerhouse. You see the connection to the Supreme Lord. And then, at that particular moment, the material energy becomes something different. It no longer bewilders you into thinking yourself to be separated from Krishna. But invisibly, it acts to encourage you and to guide you in your own Krishna consciousness. Become as it become. Here come the traveling Narada Munis. Grace our association. Welcome. Good morning. This is one of the different wonders in Krishna consciousness. It is the wonder of transformation of energy. The Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna, is willing to take away the illusory aspect or influence of the material energy from his devotee. Now this energy is so powerful, no one can control it. Once, there was a saint called Markandeya Rishi. Markandeya Rishi, by the way, has written the Markandeya Purana and has written a very interesting analysis in this Purana. But let us first hear about how the saint wanted to see Maya. And it is, and Krishna didn't really want to show it to him. But due to the request of his devotees, he felt obliged to do so. When Markandeya Rishi sat down for meditation, he had already forgotten about his request, actually, that he wanted to see the material energy. So, at that particular time, the rain of dissolution filled up the water of dissolution. The water came very close to where Markandeya was meditating, and it wouldn't stop. It lifted him up. It soon had covered the whole material universe. He was highly fighting for dear life. But because he had received a blessing that he couldn't die, he had to swim for kalpas together in the waters of dissolution. He was thrown about from left to right, from top to bottom. He was swirling in the waters of dissolution. He didn't know where his mind was. He didn't have anything to drink. Water, water, but nothing to drink. Mundane poem. It's the sailor on the sea, on the ocean. Sings water, water, but nothing to drink. He didn't have anything to eat for kalpas, but he couldn't die. He suffered so much, you have no idea. One day, he saw a illuminating island with trees, which shed and spread light. That was Mathura. But he couldn't be with Mathura. Mathura is never, or the holy Dham is never annihilated, but it always stays because it is non-material. It is Chintamani Dham. But he couldn't take refuge in Mathura. He was sweeping past Mathura. And he was swimming and he was thinking, oh good Lord, I want to die, but I cannot die. So one day, he saw on a banyan leaf, peacefully floating on the ocean, a little child, which was very mysterious. He had his toe in the mouth and smiled at him with a mischievous glance. And then the child, the mysterious child, opened his mouth and breathed in. And Markandeya Muni was inhaled, eingeatmet. From this child, he passed through the mouth of the little boy and all of a sudden found himself in his little cottage, where he was meditating before all this started. This is how Krishna had shown Markandeya Muni the extent of his gunamayi. Devi Hesha gunamayi mama maya duradyaya. It said, my material energy, which is very, very difficult to overcome. You know this verse? Do you understand? It is very difficult to overcome. Markandeya Muni was swept away by the gunamayi. This is why it says, Mija maya ramashe yacha besha kacha habudubu bhai. We are all carried away by the waves of the illusory energy in the various phases of dreaming and wakefulness. For us, gunamayi might not manifest itself into an ocean. I mean, no one of us feels like being swept away in an ocean. But the ocean is loose. Sangsara davana dalida loka vipray. Yeah, that's actually the forest fire. But there is a word, bhava sindure, that the ocean of material existence. That's where we are. Vajendra Kumar. We are all being swept away by the waves of gunamayi. We are in this body, tossed in Frankfurt, being named Hari, having gone to school, falling in love, breaking the principles, getting karma so much, somehow being tossed away, becoming a taxi driver, making money, thinking we are rich and we can go for summer holidays to the Adria. Do you understand? This is how we are how we are swept away. There may not be any waves. It's not that one day we wake up in Frankfurt and our bed is on the waves, in, you know, and we are swept into the Frankfurter Hauptbahnhof, you know, in our bed. No, the waves of Maya work also in a different way. It's Jiva Maya here, underneath our skull, between our ears. That is the Maya. So, this is explained in the Shastra. So, that illusory energy cannot be overcome even by Markandeya Rishi. He was a great yogi, but he was swept away. Do you think you can overcome Maya? Huh? Do you think by carrying Kunti Mala and wearing saffron colored shacht? And saying Haribol, Haribol. You can conquer Maya? Maya can only be conquered if you cry to Gauranitai, help me. Ayi nandak taruya kinkaram patitang mam vishame bhavam budho. My dear Lord, I am in this material ocean. There are sharks of lust and crocodiles of enviousness, night. My dear Lord, now you kindly take me out of this ocean. Karma, what is it? Karma nahi, jnana nahi, bhakti nahi. I have no good activities, no good knowledge, I'm a fool. This is honesty. I'm not even very much attracted to the processes of bhakti yogi. In the morning I want to sleep. No idea of chanting, sleeping. Mangala arati. When I was young and innocent, then I could go. Now, this is why it is said by our Sri Rup Goswami. He says, my Lord, I am not born in a good family. I have no attraction to the processes of bhakti yoga. Please save me. This is our only chance in Kali Yuga. This please save me becomes articulated in a very nice mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear, Lord, please engage me in your service. This is a very relevant prayer. We have to pray for Krishna's mercy that he again accepts us in his service. Otherwise, being surrounded by these two types of Maya, there is no chance for us. Yes, no chance. In the scriptures, there is a shloka, Smatavya Satatam Vishnu, Vismatavyo Nayatuchit. That one should always remember Krishna and never forget him. How are you going to do this? Have you ever tried? Always remember Krishna and never forget him. No? Maha Pralayakari Prabhu. Devotees always be active for Krishna. Very nice. But are you always remembering Krishna when you are active? Sometimes it's very different, isn't it? One thinks of butter when one smears the bread and so on. Is there enough butter? Oh, and one says, Bhagda Thomas, why didn't you buy enough butter? Too austere or too spaced out. So isn't it, we think so, isn't it, Bhagda Thomas? We often think so much about our daily, the details of the daily work, and not so much of Krishna. Now, that in itself is not such a scandal. It is said, if we become active for Krishna, our minds become purified, so that one day we will remember Krishna. But the easiest method to always remember Krishna is to chant the holy name constantly. However, this cannot be done by one and all. We need to have a certain qualification to chant Krishna's name. We need to be humble. If we are puffed up, no chance for us to chant Krishna's holy name always. We may have so many good intentions, but it doesn't work. I'll tell you very personally, I have understood this, and since 10 years I'm trying to always have the holy name in my mind. It doesn't work. Sometimes it works better, but other times no. I know personally, I'm philosophically convinced, if I can just always chant Hare Krishna between my activities, even when I speak. Yesterday I was preaching for 4 hours non-stop. The very nice man, very famous man. At the end he said, give me an instruction. What should I do? I'm convinced. It was a very nice preaching. And all the time I remembered, I chanted hard. I told him, I preached different things like, why are you so much a Maya? I told him. Don't you see your life is wasted? When you go to your car, you have to pay 140 marks to put benzene in. He has a very expensive car. And you have to work like a dog to make this. We were very honest sometimes. We have to be. And when it comes to spiritual life, eternal life, you just don't know. You're wasting your life for something which will be taken from you today or tomorrow. Why are you so in Maya? What is this? It is difficult to understand. You seem to be intelligent, but you're always in the tent and making these temporary arrangements for what you have to lose, and no care for your eternal spiritual life. It's too much. He was shocked because no one ever spoke to him like this. I sent away the devotee so that his false ego wouldn't come out, because I really had my Gandharva. And he said, yeah, I'm convinced. I mean, thank you very much. What should I do? They're not so cheap that I will tell you what you should do. You should have first desire to get out of this maya. Not that you just say, what should I do? And then you get the answer, you don't do it. First we want to test you how serious you are. In 1 month you can call me. If you still ask, what shall I do? Then I might tell you something. But to first see strong desire. Loryam, it is said in Sanskrit. So this is a very important point. So anyway, there was the chanting was going. The preaching went very, very nice. If we are in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna takes over. He just controls our speech and our words and our activities. But if there is no Krishna in our mind, there is a great chance that due to past past habits, we again become bound up by the material modes of nature. This can happen very easily. Lord Kapila explains in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam how this happens. The devotional service, the mode of passion, for instance, there we will all of a sudden consider things which are actually not in our own spiritual interest, and also not in the interest of Krishna's service, we will consider them to be important. Like there was once this king who was strongly, he was a servant of Krishna, but he became influenced by the mode of passion. One day he offered 108 roses made from gold and rubies. Very beautiful. I think Vajendra Kumar Prabhu, you can appreciate. I must, because you know architecture a little bit. Imagine a golden rose with leaves and a ruby. You know, the Stängel, die Stachel und die Blätter, all this is from gold, and the flower is from rubies. It looks so elegant, actually. So he offered 108 of those. And then came a simple devotee and offered one tulasi leaf. So he thought, this devotee wants to show that he's better than me. Because in the tulasi leaf, we hear all the holy places are assembled. Krishna says he has no pleasure in an offering even of 64 preparations. And there is no tulasi leaf. The tulasi leaf is a real, what he likes. When he says, patram pushpam phalam toyam, he means a tulasi leaf. That leaf he wants. So, the king felt, oh no, he thinks he's the better devotee. And then he went into his palace, ignited a fire, and was prepared to throw himself into the fire. I will show. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life for you, Krishna. I'm the biggest devotee. He wanted to give up his life, and he thought now he will go back home, back to Krishna. The devotee had to come and say, virtually grasp him and say, don't do it, don't do it. I didn't mean to offend you.
I didn't have roses from rubies at my disposal. Therefore, I just took the tulsi leaf. I didn't want to show that I'm better than you. Why have you misunderstood? This was, you know, the Maya. The king was a Maya. This was the mode of passion, where one always thinks in terms of who is better than me and becomes envious. Oh, he's much better than me, you know. In actuality, I'm better than him. But due to the arrangement of Maya, he's better than me. You know. Yeah. He looks better than me. Yes. She's better now. So this is, it can easily happen, we are informed, that the modes of nature come back into our material, in our service. And the rare position of being situated above the guna mayi, above the workings of the gunas, that is very rare to get. But it is easy if you chant always Hare Krishna in your mind. 24 hours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, back in the mind. But, however, this is not possible if one is puffed up. Then the holy name will not come on the tongue. And also not in the mind. He doesn't want to be in such a heart. Krishna was showing in Krishna book we can read how once the gopis became puffed up, thinking they were the most fortunate devotees in the universe. They could control Krishna. So Krishna just left them. They cry, Krishna, Krishna, where are you? So Krishna leaves the devotee's heart, where ahankara, false ego, takes hold. He just leaves. He is not present there at all. But if we are able to have the holy name always with us, then this two sorts of Maya cannot influence us at all. Here it is said, when a person is in deep sleep, I will read this again for our bus party devotees who came a little later this morning. It's a very nice verse. Please listen with full attention. And those of you who have listened already to the shloka, please listen also again so that you can tell it to your friends in Krishna consciousness and to the conditioned souls. Actually, very nice verse. When a person is in deep sleep, he dreams and sees in himself many other objects, such as great mountains and rivers, or perhaps even the entire universe, although they are actually far away. Sometimes when one awakens from a dream, he sees that he is in a human form, lying in his bed in one place. Then he sees himself in terms of various conditions as belonging to a particular nationality, family, and so on. All the conditions of deep sleep, dreaming, and wakefulness are but energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should always remember the original creator of these conditions, the Supreme Lord, who is unaffected by them. Good morning, George. So, Hare Krishna, we have come to an end. Today we want to share this holy name with the conditioned souls of Munich. We want to chant very nicely. I want to remind all the Vaishnavas here, please, today let us have a little synchronization. Some
synchronization.